Alright, it's Liam. I want to thank everyone at the Oasis Podcast, as you were.
Hello and welcome back to the Oasis Podcast, the ultimate audio guide to Oasis on a very, very special episode. This is episode 200. Wow, very big day for me to have got to 200. Would I have thought I would have got to 200? No chance. I didn't even think I'd get to, I don't know, 10. But yeah, to have got to 200 over the last 5.5 years, I think it's been, has been a remarkable thing. It's been an absolute pleasure, completely life-changing thing to have done, to have become part of this whole community of Oasis fans and listeners to the podcast and all the people that have contributed over the years. It's a massive thank you to everyone. And yeah, it's a really big deal. It's a big deal. It's just a number, but yeah, it's a big number, 200. So very, very pleased to get here, very proud. And thank you, everyone, for your help in getting here. So I wanted to do something a little bit different and special for episode 200. Episode 100, we had the live show in Glasgow with Tony McCarroll. We haven't got any live things booked at the moment. I've got no kind of major Oasis person lined up. So I thought, well, what shall I do for episode 200? Something a bit different, something special. And I thought, well, the people love a good old ranking, don't they? They do like to watch me, listen to me rank. So I decided to rank everything, every official release put out by Liam Gallagher, Noel Gallagher, Oasis and BDI, and some of the collaborations they've done. And I'll get into the breakdown of that in a bit. But yeah, this was really inspired by Stephen Hayden, who's a writer, did his like top 100 Oasis songs. And I just thought, well, if you're going to do top 100, they've done like 135. Why don't you just do all of them? And then also I saw some sort of other people that said that they might end up doing their sort of ranking of all the Oasis songs. And I thought, right, well, what can we do that's a bit different than that? Obviously here we like to go the extra mile because this is like the place where the proper fans hang out. So I thought we'd do something a little bit different. So let's do all of them. Let's do every single release by Liam, Noel, Oasis and BDI. Now, just to clarify, what does it mean, official release? It means that it was actually properly released as a song through some sort of means, whether it be vinyl or official download or CD or something like that, or released to streaming. So what we're not including here is remixes, because really it's the same song, it's just a different version. What we're not including is the non-officially released stuff. So all the pre-Definitely Maybe stuff, not going to be included. Any sort of individual tracks, if they haven't had an official release, then they aren't counted. So that knocks off a few others. And also, we're not doing different versions. So, for instance, you know, Fade Away shows up once. We're not doing the album or the sort of electric version and the acoustic version. Fade Away is one song, so Fade Away shows up once. And, yeah, I think that was all I was going to say in rules. Collaborations. So, yeah, the collaborations I'm including here are where the Oasis person is the official artist. So, for instance, we have included here Liam Gallagher and Steve Craddock, Carnation, but we haven't included in here like Noel featuring on the Chemical Brothers or Liam and Noel featuring on Shoot Down by the Prodigy, because they were just a featured artist on that song. It's not their song, so that's why they're not in here. But anyway, maybe if you guys are really interested to see where those sort of ones would go, then we might chuck them in. But then you get into like, right, well, are we going to include, you know, the what was it, the Mississippi All-Stars, when Noel played on a couple of tracks. You know, we're going to include him producing the Proud Mary album. You know, how does that work? So anyway, so no, but we're going to keep it as is. I think that makes sense. Right, I think that's enough preamble. Without any further Freddie ado, let's move on to every single Liam Noel Oasis and BDI official release, starting at the bottom. Now, it's quite interesting. I did ask people what they thought last place would be, and we had quite a lot of answers. A few people said Little James, as you might have thought. A few people said Columbia, which, you know, my views on Columbia have been quite controversial. Probably the most discussed thing on this channel has been the fact that I don't particularly rate Columbia very much. But no, Columbia is well up the list. Little James is well up the list. The last place, my least favourite song of any of the songs released by those artists, is Can You See It Now? I Can See It Now by Oasis. So this was a track that was a bonus track for a compilation they did for a Cannes tribute album. It's Don't Believe the Truth Era. And this to me is just unlistenable. It's sort of, it drones on. It's kind of like a sort of, obviously it's for a Cannes album, so it's kind of like a noise sort of experiment. It's just the same kind of chords going over and over again. It just sort of sounds discordant and out of time and just annoying. And yeah, and then Noel at the end sort of goes, Can you see it now? I can see it now, a few times. What was the point of this? I just couldn't be bothered with it. So no. So that is my least favourite piece of music put out by all those guys. The one thing I'll also say, sorry, regarding the whole how I've done this. So I'm not here choosing my favourites. I'm choosing what I genuinely think is the best, or what I genuinely think is better. Now, how do you do that? How do you say a song is better or worse than another song? Well, for me, there's various factors. A lot of it is just gut instinct. You know, do I think that, you know, The Morning Sun is better than Wind Up Dream? Yes, I do, just about. You know, that it's that sort of thing. I just, which one just feels better? But when I say that, it's that's based on various things. And when I analyse music, there's a number of different factors. For instance, number one, song structure. Is it a well put together song? Is there a verse, a chorus, a melody? Is it doing something? Does it move you? Whether it's funny or aggressive or romantic or wistful or something. There should be something there that moves you or affects you emotionally. That to me is like a major, major important factor. The production, the lyrics, the importance. Was it an important song? Did it make a difference? Was it popular? All these factors really do come into play for me, and it's, as I said, all of those are kind of playing in the back of my mind, and then I just have a natural yes or no. And the way I did this, so I've got a list of every song ever released by the Gallaghers, and what I did is I've ranked them all, I rated them all out of 10 and go into the decimal points. So I've got a list there, so you start off like with all the songs that got a 10. So I think there's about 8 songs that I gave 10 out of 10. So from that list of 10, you're like, from that list of 8 that all got 10, you start off. So I don't know, Champagne Supernova alphabetically comes first. Right, is Champagne Supernova better than Don't Go Away? Yeah, I'd say it probably was. You know, quickly doing the analysis of all those things I just mentioned, Yeah, I'd say it is. So you put Champagne Supernova in one, Don't Go Away in two. Okay, what's next? Don't Look Back in Anger. Right. Is Don't Look Back in Anger better than Don't Go Away? Yeah, I'd say it is. Is it better than Champagne Supernova? Yeah, I'd say it is. So then you go Don't Look Back in Anger 1, Champagne Supernova 2, Don't Go Away 3. Right, who's next? And you just keep going on that. So I'm basically, I've got it on a spreadsheet. I'm shifting things up and down. I'm going, right, where does this feel right? You know, if something comes out and says, oh, that's actually a really good song, let's shove it up about 40 places. Right, does it feel right to go in there? No, it's better than that. Not quite as good as that. Okay, that feels about right. And then the other thing I've done, because a lot of these are like very good, you know, or just, you know, I really like it or whatever. And it is very hard to sort of differentiate. A lot of them are much for muchness, to be honest. And so in that case, where there's not a huge amount to separate them, some of them I've kind of clumped together. So as you'll see later, there's some instrumentals I've clumped together. There's some covers I've clumped together just because it's like, right, well, when we're talking about those, it will kind of make sense to talk about them. Anyway, right. I thought it was the preamble was done, but then we did another preamble. So here we go. The in last place, as I said, can you see it now? I can see it now. That is number 286. 285 is Dreaming of Some Space by BDI. Now, if you don't know this one, this is basically Andy Bell loves doing the Stone Roses trick of doing like a song backwards. And this is what he's done here. It's one of the BDI songs. I can't remember off the top of my head. And it's just backwards. And they've done that kind of Don't Stop Stone Roses trick of then singing the melody kind of over the backwards words to kind of make a new melody, which is fine, but it's just annoying. And I can't be bothered to listen to it. And I really don't think it's that good. And it's not original, you know, because Stone Roses did it. And Andy actually did it on one of his recent solo albums. And I think it was a lot better. I think this BDI one's just not really that good. So, yes, 285 is Dreaming of Some Space. 284, I'm going with Evil Flower from the recent Noel Gallagher EPs. This, once again, it's just sort of a droning, primarily instrumental, but then he's kind of chanting Evil Flower and bits and pieces over the top. And yeah, I listened to it a couple of times and it came out. Obviously, I reviewed it on the podcast and I just thought, you know, it's almost like one that would tick the box of being a remix. But as I said, it is an official song. But yeah, very real struggle to listen to it, to be honest. I'm just not interested in it. Don't want to listen to it. Very boring. So that is why it's so low down. Right, next up, 283, and I'm also going to talk about 282. We have two very poor for me Liam Gallagher songs. So this is Won't Let You Down in 282 and Pass Me Down the Wine at 283. Yeah, these are just not good enough songs. They feel like Liam's kind of got a bit of an acoustic idea. They've gone into the studio to record B-sides and they've just gone with these ones because they had nothing else. They're actually well produced, you know, they're well put together, but you know, they're just not good enough songs. They're very, very derivative, very simple melodies that don't really go anywhere. And yeah, and you just think this is not good enough for a band of that level. You would not expect, you know, U2 or Coldplay or, you know, someone that big to be putting out music of this just like very amateurish style in terms of the writing. And, you know, and we know Liam was writing good songs at the time. You know, Boy with the Blues is significantly better than these. you know, on a previous album he'd done Born on a Different Cloud and Songbird. You know, there are good Liam songs. We know he can write. And, you know, so for these two to get official releases, no, not very good.
No, I won't let you down. Hate to say you're surrounded by clowns. Looks to me they've had their day. Think it's time that you came out and played. What you say? It's time that you came out and played. Won't you say?
Just above that, I have another one from this era, which is The Quiet Ones, which is a Gem Archer B-side from this time. And, you know, it's similar to the previous two. It's just not a particularly good song. One thing I didn't say about the last two as well, Liam's voice is not great around this period. He's kind of got his classic kind of croaky Kermit sort of style. And it's fine. It's not a dreadful song, but it's just, it's pretty basic and it's just not very good. So, yeah, if that had been a heavy stereo B-side, it would have been forgotten very quickly. So, yeah, it's a funny one to have in the kind of the Oasis canon.
So let's hear.
Next, 280 is the last song, officially, I suppose, in the Oasis canon, is Soldier On. Because this is the last track on the last album. And, this one is a Liam song, and it's just it's quite a sad, dull, drudgy song. And to be the last track on the last album, it kind of summarised where they were at that point. They were drudging on, they were soldiering on. So it's, you know, it sort of drags on and on at the end. It's just too long, and the actual song itself is just bad. So, you know, why include it on the album? You know, so many Oasis albums tend to end with like, or at least have like a massive highlight of something incredible near the end. And, you know, in this album, Dig Out Your Soul has got some incredible stuff at the start. Great songs like Bag It Up and, you know, Waiting for the Rapture and Falling Down, The Turning. That first half of the album is just absolutely killer. And then so to end with that, it's just like, oh God, did they not have anything else, you know, really? So yeah, not very good. Next one, another one from that era and another Liam song, I Believe in All. Similar to the previous ones, just not a good enough song, really. It's one that's not really out there very much. I think it's only you have to sort of dig it out on Spotify or whatever. You have to dig it out on YouTube or whatever. And just similar to the ones below it. Just not a good enough song, really, and didn't really deserve to be in the Oasis canon.
I can take him out.
Next up, I'm going to go with three. No, what we're going to go with? We're going to go with 8 BDI songs in a row. And this is really because a lot of these BDI songs, you know, similar to what we're saying about those later Liam B-sides and things, that you just think, was that song really good enough? You know, was that really good enough to be put out as, you know, as a release? you know, obviously BDI maybe had a bit of a lower standard than Oasis, but still, is that really good enough? Like, if this was a local band or whatever, would that be, you know, would that be deemed to be okay by them? If you heard that on sort of local radio or on, you know, like a Barrel House radio or Away Days radio, all these different little independent stations, if you heard this was the new track by, you know, some new band, would it stand out? Probably not. So what we're going to go with is 278 Evil Eye, 277 Girls in Uniform, 276 The World's Not Set in Stone, 275 World Outside My Room, 274 Two Is a Kind, 273 Ballroom Figured, and 272 Beatles and Stones. So I'm not going to go into massive detail on all of these because I pretty much feel the same about all of them, really, in just that they're not particularly good songs and they don't really stand out. You know, they're all okay for what they are. I mean, you've got things like Two of a Kind that's, you know, Liam's really doing his Lennon thing, you know, and you know, they're very derivative. You know, BDI were a great band. They made a great sound often, but these songs were just not their best at all, and sort of suffered from that kind of, that very derivative trying to sound like the, you know, late era Beatles, early era, early 70s Stones, and it just doesn't really work. And Beatles and Stones, I've often took, when I think about the worst songs of BDI, I often think about Beatles and Stones as being, you know, the example I kind of go to, just I suppose because the lyrics are so bad. But actually, Beatles and Stones has got some good stuff in it. You know, it's well produced and it's got the, a couple of, you know, the bit that's just like, mama, I just want to rock and roll is really bad. But then there is that sort of different section where it's like, okay, well, that was interesting. But then, no, generally, the overall song, just not good enough. So, yeah, sorry, BDI. But there's a good chunk of you right the way down the bottom here. But we are going to have some BDI stuff higher up. All right, next up we have in 271 and 270, we have the two Noel Gallagher demos from the Be Here Now era that were included on the Chasing the Sun sessions. So we have Untitled Demo at 271 and we have If We Shadows at 270. Now, I think these are both relatively similar in that they've got, you know, they're both nice songs. They're both good. If We Shadows got a really nice melody. The Untitled Demo is the one that's like, only for the young, and Anna will feel, Dana will kneel. So they've got good melodies. They could have ended up being really good songs, but they just didn't. They just, you know, they're a bit meandering. Noel hasn't quite figured out what to do with these songs yet. And you can hear that. So, you know, so they have to be quite low down here.
For the young is the things we might remember. Sitting here I'm waiting, the cause without a name. Sitting here I'm waiting, and I will feel, down I will kneel. You were the one I never know, living in sin.
Right, next up at 269, we have the most recent release. So literally in the last few days, as I'm recording this, Liam Gallagher has just celebrated his 50th birthday. And as part of that, he put out a couple of bits exclusive to Apple Music. He put out a little interview, which was good fun. And he put out a acoustic-y version of Too Good for Giving Up, which I don't think is, it's good. It's very not too dissimilar to the original. I mean, it really did. It was nice to have a different version of it because it showcased what a good song it is. But then I suppose the main thing is there's a new song, which is a cover of John Lennon's I Don't Want to Be a Soldier Mama from the Imagine album. And yeah, the reason this is down so low, I really don't think this is very good. Now, the song itself, I don't really like. It's probably my least favourite song on that album, and one of my least favourite sort of John Lennon songs, although saying that he's put out some pretty weird and bad stuff over the years, to be fair. But yeah, the Liam's version, as I say, is well produced, it's well put together, Liam sings it well. The John Lennon original is kind of off kilter, and it's like he's singing out of time, and it's kind of weirdly echoey, and it feels like it's kind of gone wrong, but in a way that works quite well because of the subject matter, you know, not wanting to go off and fight in a war. So it sort of makes sense that it would be like that. So I'm fine with that. Liam's version doesn't really do that. Liam's version, like, is on time and well produced. So you could say, well, Liam's version is better because it's sort of, you know, a bit more professionally done. And if you listen to the two side by side, you'd probably, without any history, you probably think, well, the one that actually is in time and kind of makes sense would be the better one. But then it kind of loses that sort of weird, off kilter, unsettling feel because it is kind of in time. But anyway, it's a pretty straight cover other than that whole, you know, making sure it is actually in time. So I'm, hence it's all the way down here at number 269. We have Get Off Your High Horse Lady from the Dig Out Your Soul album. This is, it's a Noel Gallagher written song, one of his, well, I suppose one of the first ones we've had here that Noel actually wrote and produced properly and put on an album. I did an A to Z breakdown on it, I actually had a little bit more respect for it. Up to then, I'd like listen to it and just, I would always skip it, to be honest, after I heard it for the first time. But obviously, you know, doing the podcast, I've sort of been listening to things a bit more, sort of forcing myself to listen to things and, you know, come up with opinions and make sure I've definitely given things their due. And it's okay. But it's just a bit basic. You know, when you've got, a melody just ripped off like high-heeled sneakers, and it just drags on a bit. It just goes on a bit. And as I said, the melody's not that interesting. Lay down. And it's just like, what? Why have you done this? You know, it's just boring. Because there are not any little fun rockers you could put on that album instead. But anyway, so that's where it is. Next up at 267, we have a song that's not really a song. We have The Cage. So this is the instrumental part at the very end of Better Man. Better Man on the Heathen Chemistry album is the last track, but after like half an hour of silence, it comes back in with a bit of a melody, and it's this song called The Cage. And it's okay. You know, it's sort of a fine little, you know, jam instrumental, but it's quite quiet and it's quite basic, so it doesn't really do anything for me. I never choose to listen to it. And also, I'm not going to choose to sit and fast forward 30 minutes to get to it. So, yeah, that's why it's here. Right, next up, we have another run of BDI songs. We have 6 BDI songs in a row. So we have Wind Up Dream, The Morning Sun, Don't Brother Me, Three Ring Circus, Start Anew, and Wigwam. Now, we are now actually getting into songs that I think are fine. I think are pretty good. This is the problem with doing these rankings. You go, oh, I love Start Anew. How could it be a number 262? Well, once you've listened to what's above it, tell me what would be below it. Because, you know, they've some really, really good songs in this history of these brothers. So, let's just comment on a couple of these. Yeah, I think these are all fine. The Morning Sun is like got a lovely, you know, vibe to it, but it just goes on for too long. Don't Brother Me's got some good moments to it, but you know, I don't understand why they did so many of these slow, quiet songs. You know, the whole point, what they did, what I think, you know, they did well. And you'll see the BDI songs have got higher up is like these short, sharp, snappy tunes. And yet there's so many of these like quiet songs, like quiet, slow ones, like Start Anew. Start Anew's fine. Start Anew, Me and You. It's a bit cheesy. Wigwam's got some nice moments to it. But once again, it just these there's a lot of them just drag on too long, too slow. One of the things I've noticed with BDI as well, a lot of them, like the song itself, it just doesn't feel there's much there. It's like, it might be a 4 minute song, but it really only feels like there's a minute's worth of song. Like there's a short bit of verse, a short bit of chorus. And it's like, okay, well, it's kind of, the song's kind of done in a minute, you know? And then so really then they have to kind of repeat it and then often have like a bit of a endy bit, whether it's, you know, lines being repeated over and over again or something, just to like flesh it out to get it to 4 minutes or something. And you think, why? You know, if it's if all you've got's like Songbird's 2 minutes long, fine. Get in, get out. You know, that's all you need. There's no need to be banging on for 4 minutes. Anyway, so yes, that's all those BDI songs in a row. So that takes us up to 260.
Take a chance and start anew. Darling, can't you see something deep inside of me? I'm gonna change your mind, say that you'll be mine. Got the whole world in our hands. Come on, take a chance and start anew.
260, I've got Be Careful What You Wish For from Noel Gallagher's last album. This is sort of similar to Get Off Your High Horse Lady, I think, in that it just drags on a bit. It's a nice song. It's got some cool vibe to it. But then it's sort of got him going like, chicka-pow, chicka-pow. It's like, what was that? That was not a good choice. I really like Wisey's vocal in it and stuff, but yeah, it's another one that's just too long, too slow. Nice vibe, but yeah, it's a skip for me. Next up we have Boy with the Blues. So this was Liam Gallagher's song from the Dig Out Your Soul era. It's fine. It's just another one of these sort of typical Liam Gallagher. Obviously he's come up with this idea on a guitar and the guys have done it, but it's not really that great. Quite derivative, you know, Remember to Shine, Nothing to Lose, I'm Just the Boy with the Blues. It's sort of his similar melodies that he uses over and over again. And you could tell like why his solo stuff's so much better now than a lot of this is just, you know, you've got these guys that are working with him and sort of challenging him, and whether they're writing or whether they're sort of encouraging him to sort of change up his writing. But yeah, so hence, you know, a lot of his stuff is a lot stronger now than these era songs. So yeah, Boy with the Blues is at 259. 258, we have Back After the Break by BDI, which is once again, it's a good BDI song, but it's not that brilliant. 257, we have Helter Skelter from the Standing at the Shoulder of Giants era, the cover of the Beatles original. I talked about this on the recent album, on the recent episode I did with Andy. Just disappointing to have taken like such an epic and aggressive and crazy, unhinged Beatles song and then just done a very, very straight rock cover of it. And it's just annoying me, really. So that's why it's so low. If I didn't know the Beatles original, then I'd probably think it was like a really good, cool Noel rocker. But as it is, you just think, what was the point of that? When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. Where we stop and I take over a ride. Get to the bottom and I see you again. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you, don't you want me to love you? I'm coming down fast by the miles above you. After that, 256, we have Soon Come Tomorrow by BDI. It's another nice, slow BDI song, slightly better than the ones we've covered. So hence it's a little bit higher up. I think it's got a sort of a slightly more interesting and good melody. So it's up a little bit higher. Next up we have 255, I Never Want to Be Like You from Liam's album, Liam's first album, as you were. Which is one of the bonus tracks. I like it. It's once again, it's sort of a good Liam demo that I think they chose to make into a song that, you know, obviously they didn't choose to put it on the album proper. It's fine. Not much to say about it. It's a good little song. I wouldn't skip it, but it's, you know, nothing to write home about. Next up, and probably lower than a lot of people might think, I've got, but as I said, we're into good stuff now. We're at number 254, and now pretty much everything I'd say is good. The Beat Goes On. I think this is a good song. I don't mind it at all. I just think it's a little bit derivative and a bit cheesy. But yeah, it's a good song. It's fine. I know probably some people have it significantly higher than this, but you know, I just think it's it's nothing we haven't heard a million times before. Just one above that at 253, we have Man of Misery, another Liam song. It's fine, it's good, it's got a bit more of a pace to it, a bit more of a beat to it, but as I said, it's just a decent little Liam Gallagher written tune. It's fine. Just above that we have Is Right, which I actually quite like, actually. It's sort of got that, come on, Is Right. It's got a nice kind of almost nursery rhyme-ish sort of feel to it, which is fine. It's good song, good BDO song. I don't mind it. Just above that we have Second Bite of the Apple at 251, which has got a sort of a cool zombies time of the season sort of vibe to it. I think it's sort of once again, it's pretty basic. There's not a huge amount of melody. I think it's like a, you know, a quite a limited basic song that's then really, really well produced. What was the producer, Dave Vitek, I think his name was at the time, yeah, who does like a really good job with it. But there's not much to it. There's about four different lines of melody and then that's about it, and they just sort of, you know, stretch it out over about 4 minutes or whatever it is. Above that we then have some Noel Gallagher stuff. So we have The Mexican, we have Leave My Guitar Alone, and we have Here's a Candle for Your Birthday Cake. Now we're getting into the Noel Gallagher sort of solo stuff. So The Mexican is okay, it's good, it's sort of a mid-paced kind of tune. Leave My Guitar Alone and Here's a Candle for Your Birthday Cake I've got together here because they're sort of Noel B-sides that have got sort of a little bit of comedy to them. They're sort of they're quite slight, they're enjoyable. I wouldn't skip them if they came on, but yeah, they're not exactly anything too particularly special. So that's why they are at 249 and 248. All right, 247, we have The Roller. This, I know that obviously it was a big single for BDI, but for me, it's a good song, but it's very far down here because it's so derivative. This is just pure John Lennon, you know, and they do that a lot, BDI. But sometimes when it's like this, you just think, oh, guys, come on. You know, you can't just go that obvious. So, yeah, so that's why it is quite low down, even though it is actually quite a decent song. Next one is For Anyone at 246. This I struggled with because actually, you know, I've always sort of kind of dismissed this one as being quite slight and sort of nursery rhyme-ish. But then I've listened to it sort of a few times and kind of shifted it up and down actually. And I think it's actually really lovely. So it could actually be quite a bit higher. But no, I'm going to stick with it where it is at 246. 245, I have Mucky Fingers. So this is from Don't Believe the Truth, Noel Gallagher single, Noel Gallagher lead vocal. I think the main thing with this is it hasn't got a melody. Just Noel just sings the same note over and over again. An explanation, meaning of life. You know, that's not a song. Just going the same note over and over again. And then the chorus. You get your mucky fingers burned. You get da 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 da. The one bit of melody is that bit when it goes da 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 by the city. Da 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 da. Is quite good. But except for that, you know, no, it's not that impressive at all. One above that, I have got another BDI tune. I've got I'm Just Saying, which I think is decent, actually. It pelts along at a good pace, and I like the you know, the hook. I'm just saying, it's got a bit of bite to it, bit of classic Liam to it. So, yeah, all good, but it's not actually that great. Then above that, I have got one from Liam's recent album. I've got Come On You Know. So this one, like I was saying earlier, a lot of Liam's recent stuff then tends to have that more complex songwriting and arrangements and things to them because, you know, he's working with Andrew Wyatt or he's working with, you know, Greg Kirsten or whoever. And so they do end up being slightly better put together songs. Come On You Know is a Liam original and you can kind of tell because it's very basic. It, you know, and also being like a, you know, one of the first things we heard from the album as well, you're like, really? Is that it? You know, is that like really what he wants to put out as like the second song? You know, and so thankfully, obviously, the album was significantly better than that. But you're thinking, God, if that's like the second best song that you want to put out, then we've got problems. But no, it was actually a very good album. But yeah, this is one of the weaker tracks for me, and it just, you know, didn't have a huge amount going on.
Come on, you know it's gonna be all right, and we're gonna dance all night. Come on, you know.
Next up, we have the BDI song In the Bubble with a Bullet, which once again is fine, but just not that exciting. One above that at 241 now, we have Just One Kiss. So this is the tune that Noel Gallagher did with Imelda May, and he is credited. It's Imelda May and Noel Gallagher, or Imelda May with Noel Gallagher. So I think that is fair enough to include it, and it's good, but it's an Imelda May song with Noel Gallagher doing sort of a vocal, and it's fine. Noel's voice is good in it. But yeah, it just doesn't really fit. It's not like a Noel Gallagher song, is it? It's an Imelda May song with a bit of an old vocal on it. Next up, we've got I Get By from Liam's As You Were album, which is fine. You know, I think it's sort of, it's okay. I think a lot of the songs on that album, you can tell they were kind of Liam acoustic demos that they've then sort of just put a bit of a pop sheen on to then put them out. And this is another one, it's like that. Only love can break your heart, only love can tear you apart. Yeah, okay, that's not, the lyrics aren't great. So it's probably one of the weakest songs on the album for me. Another one from, now we've got a few from this, that album actually. We've got Bold up next. Now people might be surprised about that. But yeah, as I said, this is one that I do think is good, but I think the problem for me with this one is I was quite excited to hear the recorded version of it, having heard it played at the pub on that famous little video that Liam did in that pub in Ireland. And yeah, and so then when it came out, I was just like, oh, okay, yeah, he's basically the same as he did it in the pub. I mean, listening back to it, it does have like really good production. You know, you can hear it sort of well put together. But yeah, I just, yeah, it's not one of my, what I feel is one of his stronger songs. And also, yeah, it was a bit disappointing. So hence it moved probably down a few more places.
When I wake up and I hear you say, there's no love worth chasing yesterday, 'cause it's all right. It's all right now. Yes, I know I've been wrong.
One above that we have All My People, All Mankind. And this one's a nice song. It's a bonus track on As You Were. And it's fine for what it is. But yeah, it's not one I'd sort of dig out. I do think it's got some good moments. The chorus is quite a big, grand chorus. All My People, All Mankind, True Believers Shine. So yeah, it's just a bit, okay, fine. You know, but it's not one I would ever dig out. One above that, I have Worlds in Need. So that's from the most recent Liam album. And it's fine. You know, it's probably some of the recent Liam albums, it's difficult to judge them because I've probably listened to them less. I've had less time to sit with them. Worlds in Need is good. But yeah, it's let down by the lyrics again. Come On Baby Blue. You know, we've heard that before, haven't we? And it's got that sort of Bo Diddley sort of feel to it. It's fine. It's good. It's okay. One above that, we have Little James at number 236. So it actually sort of doesn't quite get in the bottom 50, which is very impressive for what people, a lot of people assumed would be the lowest song. Little James is, I think, you know, unfairly maligned. I think it's a good song. It's got, you know, yeah, some of the lyrics are absolutely dreadful, but I don't mind them actually. If it's a lullaby, actually, that's fine. I prefer a lot of those sort of silly, cheesy lines. Have a you know, tambourine, plasticine, all that sort of stuff. Yeah, no problem with it. It's a song for a little boy, so that's absolutely fine. And then it goes sort of quite epic at the end. So yeah, it's a good song.
Live for your toys, even though they make noise. Have you ever played with plasticine? Even tried a trampoline? Thank you for your smile. You make it all worthwhile to us. I'm singing this song for you and your mum, and let's all.
Next up, we have Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds, a couple of from them. We have Stranded on the Wrong Beach and The Good Rebel. I think my issue with a lot of Noel stuff is when it's just kind of quite middle of the roady, you know, when it just kind of, whether it's quite slow or quite AOR sort of style, U2 sort of style. And yeah, that's not my sort of favourite music. So hence we've got a couple of sort of just standard Noel Gallagher songs there, Stranded on the Wrong Beach and The Good Rebel. 233, you have All You Need Is Love. That's Noel's cover version of that he's released. And it's a very basic, straightforward cover version of the Beatles song. I enjoy it. It's good. It's well put together. It's well sung, but it's pretty average. Next up, another one that is pretty average. This is Merry Christmas, Everybody, which is the Noel sort of version of the Slade song. And it's fine. It's good. It's like a nice acoustic performance by Noel. Not a patch on the original, which has obviously got that big 70s Christmas vibe to it. It's fine. It's good. It's a pleasant, enjoyable cover version. But yeah, as I said, that's at 232, because I think there's 231 songs that are better than it. Number 231. And we are now going to include 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, about 6 or 7 in a row here. So we're going to get into instrumental land. So these are all the instrumentals that I think are better than the songs that have come before them, because I think they were, you know, some of the weaker songs that have come before them. But ultimately, instrumentals, you're always going to sort of struggle to have them above some of the songs, you know, some of the full proper songs with melody and lyrics and everything. So we have International Magic Demo, Teo Twikan, however that one's pronounced, End Credits Part 2, Interlude Wednesday Part 1, A Quick Peep, The All Around the World Reprise, and Shoot a Hole into the Sun. So International Magic Demo was on the last, the Noel Gallagher Best Of kind of bonus CD that came out last year, and it was okay. It was just a decent enough little demo, little instrumental track that tootled along, and it was fine. Teo Twikan was similar. It's kind of got that. It's basically the tune that Noel ended with Ian Brown, but like the backing of that. And it's all right. I think it goes on far too long, but it's fine. Then we've got the two short songs from Who Built the Moon, Interlude Wednesday Part 1, End Credits Wednesday Part 2, which I really enjoy. I really enjoy them, but ultimately they are just, you know, just little snippets of nice music on that album. Just above that, we have A Quick Peep from Heathen Chemistry, which I think has got a little bit more about it than the ones that we've covered, in that it's really well worked, fun little piece. I really liked it. One above that, we have All Around the World Reprise, which, you know, is just that tacked on bit of All Around the World at the end. But I really love it. I think it's a beautiful piece of music. And then above that, so this is the only one that you could really call a remix that I've included. And I have included it here because I think it's got, it's enough of its own song that I think it warrants inclusion. I think it's got enough different about it. It's quite interesting. It's well put together. I say it's got its own title, but it is just a, it's effectively a remix of If I Had a Gun. But I think it's worth including here at 225. Right, now we have 224, we have The Nature of Reality, which is an Andy Bell song from Dig Out Your Soul. This is one that I never particularly thought was that great when I had Dig Out Your Soul. It was sort of another one from the second half of the album that I just thought sort of dragged on a little bit and was a sort of a skip track. But then actually, when I listened to it quite a bit in the build-up to interviewing Andy Bell and then sort of talking to Andy Bell about it, I actually had a lot more of a appreciation for it. I think it is, especially with lyrics and things like that. I think he said it was this one that, you know, he actually had to like phone his parents and tell them that I've like, because they're like quite strong Christians, that actually, oh, well, I've written this song about, you know, that's quite anti-religion and stuff. And I thought, oh, really? I hadn't really paid attention to it. So, yeah, so it's a bit better than I kind of originally thought. But, yeah, it does suffer from that. Boom, 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 boom. It's just a bit of a slow kind of plodder. One above that, I've now got two songs from the Noel Gallagher Dreams We Have As Children. So we have the Butterfly Collector and we have There Is A Light That Never Goes Out. Both of them are very straight cover versions and both of them are okay. You know, just good straight cover versions. So hence, you know, I enjoy listening to them more than kind of the songs that are below them. But, you know, ultimately you can't really give them a huge amount of credit more than that because they are just standard acoustic cover versions of better songs. We've got another cover above it, and it is the version of Heroes from the Be Here Now era, which I've talked about this a couple of times recently, so I won't harbour the point. But yeah, it's basically Noel belting it out when... actually, the whole point about Heroes, what makes it great, is the way Bowie performs it. Bowie is an incredible performer. It's like a song. The song is like a film. But Noel doesn't do that. He just belts it. And that's fine. And some people do prefer that. But no, for me, it sort of spoils what was what is an absolute magic song. Next up, we have three in a row. So we're at 220 to 218. We have the three lead tracks from Noel's recent EPs. We have Blue Moon Rising, Black Star Dancing, and This Is The Place. Now, I've got these together because I feel exactly the same about all of them, which is I think that all of them are good, well put together, you know, sort of this kind of modern kind of Noel sort of trying to do this kind of pop 80s sort of sound. And I think they're all fine, but none of them are really my kind of thing. And I would never sort of just choose to go and listen to them. Seeing him, you know, do a couple of them live when he did Glastonbury and things like that, I think they work well. They're great songs, well put together, well recorded. But yeah, it's just not my sort of thing, really. So hence, I've put the three of them together. Next up at 217, we have the cover version of Help that Noel did and put out as a bonus track on the Be Here Now, Chasing the Sun. And it's fine. It's a, you know, he's reworked it to make it kind of plaintive and quiet. Yeah, which is probably more of a closer to the original intention of the Beatles song before they kind of like sped it up and made it like all funky and fast and exciting. But yeah, but saying that, it's not one I'd sort of choose to listen to really. So as I said, it is down here at 217. 216, we have Full On. Full On is going to come up next in the Oasis A to Z. So it's a bit of a spoiler for what I think about it on here. But Full On for me is, it's a good song. It's sort of rare to have had kind of these sort of rockers from this era, the Standing on the Shoulder of Giants era, because there was a lot of kind of mid-paced or quieter songs around then, especially B-sides, whereas this was like an actually a pump-in kind of B-side. But Noel sings it, if you've got a pumping B-side like this, really get Liam to sing it. Then it would be full on. I said, without Liam singing it, though, it's kind of half on. Next up, we have two tracks from Heathen Chemistry. We have Better Man and Force of Nature at 215 and 214. Better Man is a fun little Stonesy kind of rocker, but you know, it's pretty basic beyond that. And Force of Nature for me is just too kind of ploddy. It's just too slow and a bit boring. And then also the chorus is just a bit shouty, but it doesn't really go anywhere. So yeah, so Force of Nature. I know a lot of people really like it. I think Noel wanted to do it as a single, but yeah, I've got it here at 214. I have got three Noel Gallagher songs in a row. Next, we've got I'd Pick You Every Time, which is a lovely little, you know, acoustic-y B-side, which is really sweet and nice, but you know, not one I sort of go and dig out. And just above that, I have Stop the Clocks. Stop the Clocks is a very good song, but it's really the disappointment factor, because we'd heard there was this song Stop the Clocks and it was gonna be the best song. It was better than The Master Plan. It was better than Don't Look Back in Anger. And then they even called the Oasis Best of Stop the Clocks. And you think Stop the Clocks, and you're thinking, wow, if they've called the Oasis Best of Stop the Clocks, this must really be a special song. And then you heard it and sort of went, oh, okay, right. And it almost feels like they've gone the full hog with like the Master Plan style production, but the underlying song is not the Master Plan. It's fine, but it's not that amazing. So it probably drops down a little bit more because I was disappointed because it wasn't as good as I hoped it would be. All right, next up, 211 now. We've got Trying to Find a World That's Been and Gone. So this was one of the recent sort of demo-type things that Noel put out. And I quite liked this when it came out, but I thought it was sort of... It was like... It took a long time to get going, and then it sort of trailed off, and you're like, oh, was that it? You know, you sort of think, okay. So maybe when we hear it in the context, if it ends up going on an album or something, then it might be better. But as it is, it was like good for what it was, but it didn't really feel like there was enough to warrant a full song there. Next up, 210, we have She Is Love. Not a very good song for me. It's a good song, obviously. I'd be very proud if I'd written that song. Although not so proud of some of the lyrics. I've said quite a few times that line, "All I know is I'm in love with someone who loves me too," is maybe my least favourite lyric in an Oasis song. It's just really, you know, it's just too cheesy. It's just too much of a straightforward love song. You know, normally Noel's love songs have got a little bit more of a jokiness to them, or... You know, you get Made a Meal and Threw It Up on Sunday, or you get like Get Your Shit Together Girl, or there's something funny in it. Whereas in this one, it's just very, very straightforward. And I think it's lacking because of that. I don't know where you come from. I know I haven't got a clue. All I know is I'm in love with someone who loves me too. She is love. Okay, next up we have Who Put the Weight of the World on My Shoulders from the Don't Believe the Truth era. It was on the Goal soundtrack, so it's not one that's on sort of Spotify and streaming. And it's good. It's a good Noel sort of quiet, contemplative one. But, you know, it's a bit boring and I probably would never really go to grab it. But, you know, it's a good song. I do like it. Next one we have Rattling Rose. So this is from one of the recent Noel EPs, and I like this song. We're into good stuff now. We still haven't got into the top 200, and yet we have now got Everything Is Good. Rattling Rose, I like the way it sort of rattles along, for want of a better word, and I think it's a very good song. It's quite derivative at times, but yeah. A very good, pleasant, recent Noel Gallagher song. Next up, 207, we have You Know We Can't Go Back. I'd say this is Noel's most kind of U2 adult-oriented rock sound. And it's good. It's good. It rattles along. It's a pleasant, fun, mid-tempo, yeah, like sort of U2 adult-oriented rock sort of style song, so it's fine for what it is, but it's just not my favorite sort of Noel Gallagher style music. So here it is at 207. 206 we have Those Swollen Hand Blues, which is a very weird one. This is officially the last thing Oasis ever released, seeing as it was the B-side of their last single, and this is a strange little weird song. I don't know if it was like an experiment or what was going on, but I kind of like it because it is sort of weird and different. And also the last ever Beatles song was You Know My Name, Look Up the Number, which was like a weird little experiment. So this isn't as good as that, though. So, yeah. So I've got it a little bit higher up because it is sort of quite quirky and different. But, yeah, it's not that great. Next up, 205, we have Love Like a Bomb, which is the Liam Gallagher original from the Don't Believe the Truth album, which is a good one. I think it's sort of similar to the previous Liam songs. It's quite basic. But there's something about this one that I think has got like a really cool vibe, and I do enjoy it. 204, we have It Doesn't Have to Be That Way from the As You Were album. One of the bonus tracks. This actually, when it came out, was one of my favorite songs from that album. I think it sort of got a really cool vibe, and I like the fact that like Liam does a falsetto in the chorus. You don't sort of normally hear him do that. I think it sort of slipped down a bit over the years. I don't think it maybe holds up quite as well, and I think it's very, very poppy. This is like the closest to like the Robbie Williams style. If this had been written for a pop star, you know, you wouldn't have necessarily, it wouldn't feel out of place on a Harry Styles album or a Robbie Williams album, you know, and so I think that's probably why it's a little bit further down, but, you know, I do like it. Next up is, we've got two BDI songs in a row. We have Kill for a Dream and we have Shine a Light. Now we're getting into like good songs now. These are actively good. Kill for a Dream, I do enjoy. I think it's well written. Shine a Light, I think, has got a really cool vibe to it, and it like pelts along. So yeah, both two very good, enjoyable BDI songs. 201, we have Don't Stop. Now, this is the recent kind of demo that Noel found and put it out as Oasis. So, you know what I was saying before? Oh, that's the last Oasis song. Well, no, I suppose this is officially the last Oasis song because it officially came out as Oasis a year or so ago. Yeah, it's one that sort of, it's okay. You know, it's another, it's a B-side from that kind of mid-2000s era. And I enjoyed it. It was nice to hear it, but, you know, inconsequential. One above that, I have You Better Run from Liam's first album. And once again, this is good. It's sort of, you know, I like the fact it's quite upbeat. I think it could have had a bit more aggression to it on the album. I think a lot of that album kind of suffered from being a bit too acoustic-y and a bit too pop-sheeny, whereas it could have been a bit more punky. But yeah, it's a fine song. It's not the most well-written song, but I think it's I like the fact it's quite upbeat. And yeah, it's decent. So that is at number 200. I see you, you're thinking something. Well, you're nothing, you're a butterfly. You've no love, you've no reflection. You better run. Stick a pin in it there. Seems like an appropriate time to stop, getting to number 200. We will be back very soon with well, I'm not sure whether we'll do straight all the way through to one or whether we might stop at 100, but we'll see how we go. But anyway, yes, thank you very much for listening to the Oasis podcast. One more thing to do before we go. I was contacted by Brian London from the band The Hideout, who have got a new album out called New Blood. And he dropped me a little message, and we'll drop in a bit of a tune here.
Hey, this is Brian from The Hideout, and it's a total pleasure to be speaking on the Oasis podcast. I've been a huge Oasis fan since 1994, and I think some of their influence comes through on our latest record, which the last song, the way in which we tried to capture it in the studio is very much influenced by Noel's demos. There was that great podcast 187 where you guys were talking about the 1989 demos, but I really love the 2003 demo of Stop the Clocks, and I love Don't Stop, which was released 2 years ago but kind of forgotten about from I think 2008. Yeah, just his strumming pattern and the delay. I mean, there's also a really good Stop Crying Your Heart Out demo from 2002 with just him, and I think it's a tambura. May your smile, may your smile shine on, shine on. Don't be scared, don't be scared. Just to be kidding you. When all of the stars faded away, try not to worry. But yeah, love the Oasis podcast. You guys get great guests. I tune into every episode while I'm grocery shopping. It's kind of my ritual, but keep up the great work, and I hope you guys like the music. I really appreciate it, having this forum to share with you guys, and again, more podcasts, and I hope you get Liam on soon. And the ultimate white whale, Gwigsgi. Get him. Thank you very much. Bye. Come on out there.
So thank you very much, Brian. Yeah, definitely definitely Noel Gallagher demo vibes there, or Noel early acoustic stuffed up vibes. Really good stuff. Make sure you check them out. That will do it for today. Thank you very much for listening. And most of all, thanks go to our patrons. As always, you put your money where your mouth is and it's greatly appreciated. You can be a patron at patreon.com/oasispod. And yeah, that will do. Thank you for listening to episode 200. We'll be back very shortly with 201. Stay in touch, stay engaged, and stay young.